Keshom Rabbeisai. Ruchavis Halvavis. Shal Yuchad HaMaisa. Perek Hey. Right before the paragraph that starts, Ach Im Tire'eh. Now Ruchavis Halvavis is, again, he's in the middle of his long discussion of beware of the various assaults of the Yetzer Hara, right? And right now he's warning us about the assault of what we call in Yiddish Eibur Chochma. Eibur Chochma means being a wise guy, right? Person who wants to figure things out by himself, likes to be original, likes to be an independent thinker. And he's going to reopen all of the discussions, whether we're talking about the Karaites from the time of Chazal already, meaning for reopening Chazal, we talked about that the other day, to people today who feel like they, you know, can go straight back to the sources and figure things out for themselves. And also he added, in general, following the counsel of the Chachamim, because many times a person might think of some idea, might think of an initiative that seems to him like a good idea, but you may not really be encompassing all the implications. It's a very basic idea that realize that you're one person with limited seichel, and don't reinvent the wheel that has come together through years and years of tradition. Just to give a couple of examples to this effect, Moshe Feinstein. This was a person who certainly had the prowess, the ability to make halachic decisions on his own, and he made plenty, right? He made very, very many, many decisions. Now, at the same time, he very, very much submitted himself to what we call how it was always done. Meaning, for example, he was very, very proficient in Inyanei Stam, right? Safis. And he was quite capable of developing his own psukim, anything on the subject. Yet, when Shilas came up, there was an old veteran sofer in his neighborhood who had, you know, served already way back in Europe and had a very, very strong Kabbalah of how things were handed over throughout the Dairis. And when Shilas came up, he would go to ask him, is there already an accepted norm with this? If yes, then he didn't delve into the Shilas. If not, he would get into the Shilas. There was one time a tiny tzibur. There was something going on. And they made a tiny tzibur. And someone came to the Rav Shach and told him that the chayra, based on the sugyas, etc., it comes out that we really should be blowing the shofar. Should we blowing the shofar? And he showed him that Magen Avraham Takis says it's puzzling why we don't blow the shofar. Why is it nohug not to blow the shofar in a tiny tzibur? Puzzle. So he showed this Magen Avraham to Rav Shach and said, maybe we should blow the shofar in the yeshiva. So Rav Shach said, no, we've seen the Magen Avraham not to. He said, what do you mean seeing the Magen Avraham not to? He says, yes, to. Said the Magen Avraham, that puzzling why they weren't naig. So he's telling him that they weren't naig. So there you go, right? This is the idea of appreciating that we are at the tail end of a lot of profound thinking, a lot of profound Torah sensitivity, etc. Let's not be wiser than the Doris who preceded us, and let's not be wiser than the Chachmei Yisrael. This is really a subject that can be discussed endlessly because it's so relevant. It's so relevant, particularly today. When again, there's like this this yetzer hara of individuality. There's this yetzer hara of being original, of people wanting to get their fingerprint on the mahalach of the way Klal Yisrael does things. And it's very, very. This is a very, very big yisoid. The understanding that our greatness lies in our ability to, how do you say, to keep up to live up to. Just the whole momentum of Torah and Yiddishkeit that we are following. Just for example, this might be an unpopular example. But you know, one of the reasons that the